Jennifer Egan wrote one of last year's highly praised novels. Look at Me is a complex tale of intersecting lives, at the center of which is a successful fashion model. The book was a National Book Award finalist and is now out in paperback. NPR's Renee Montagne spoke with Egan about a major theme of the novel, the dark side of America's image culture.
Nearly everyone in the novel Look at Me has an investment in the concept of being seen. There's a webcast producer who specializes in reality programming, an unattractive teenager avoiding the gaze of others as she leads a secret life. There's a terrorist sent to America to strike at targets iconic or famous enough so his cause will be seen before he takes quite a different turn. And they all cross paths with the fashion model, Charlotte, who is on view, of course, professionally. Her face is her identity. And on page one, author Jennifer Egan takes that face away. Charlotte is in a terrible car accident, and when her crushed face is reconstructed, it's pretty enough, but not the look that once got her recognized. Even friends look right through her. And yet this dread invisibility becomes, for her, a kind of rebirth.
In my memory, the accident has acquired a harsh, dazzling beauty. White sunlight, a slow loop through space like being on the tilt-a-whirl, always a favorite of mine. Feeling my body move faster than, and counter to, the vehicle containing it. Then a bright, splintering crack as I burst through the windshield into the open air, bloody and frightened and uncomprehending. The truth is that I don't remember anything.
So which is it? In my memory, or is the truth that she doesn't remember anything?
Well, she has a very funny relationship to the truth, which was something that I played with all through the book. I mean, she holds the truth up in a very exalted way that makes her sort of anachronistic in our times, and particularly in her profession. I mean, she has worked as a fashion model in this very surfacey world where appearance and impression are more important than really anything else. And yet she has this idealized sense of the truth that she believes that lying is a way of protecting the truth from exposure. So she equates it with, wearing fake gems so that you protect the real ones.
Well, do you think if you're going to talk about image culture, did you feel you had to start with a model? In other words, is this a book that somebody would read who wants to read about models?
No, I think they'd be pretty disappointed. No, I was interested in models because a model, in a way, is the quintessential image culture figure. She is someone who is paid to be seen, literally, and nothing else.
What does Charlotte then, should we care about her or should we be repulsed by her? Should we see in her something about ourselves?
Well, I definitely cared about her as I was writing it because her life as a model is something that basically ends as the book begins. We learn about it retrospectively, and in particular, we learn about the kind of dream of transcendence that led her into this life. I did a cover story for the New York Times Magazine in 1996 on very young models living alone in New York and working as adults. And what was fascinating to me was that the promise that modeling held out to these girls was so enormous. It was so beyond the practicalities of the job or anything it might offer. It had a kind of transcendental quality to it, as if they would be somehow lifted above the rest of life by this adulation and visibility that they might acquire. So I was very interested in pursuing the life of an intelligent person who bought into that idea.
Jennifer Egan was also interested in an intelligent person who starts out violently rejecting that idea. And years before Mohammed Atta piloted a plane into the World Trade Center, she came up with the character Aziz, a chameleon who does a perfect imitation of an American school teacher calling himself Michael West, even as he plots the downfall of the West. When she was writing the novel back in the 90s,
I had no idea how such a person would live or what he would do. So I interviewed a couple of people who had worked for the FBI in counterterrorism, and they told me that there were many people here, but described them as being basically incompetent, very young, unsophisticated people without exposure to anything else, and therefore in the grip of these very zealous ideas of wanting to destroy American culture. But I knew that my chameleon man couldn't possibly have been a simplistic person like that. He needed to be more complicated, older. And one of the eeriest things, of course, was to learn that, well, in particular, Atta, one of the suicide bombers, was much more like my guy than he was like one would have expected him to be, according to the FBI profile.
Read us, please, a description of your character when he first encounters America's image culture.
Sure. At night, they watch TV. Aziz and his gaunt compatriots crammed together onto a foam rubber couch that stank of Ralph Lauren cologne and butchery. They huddled like pigeons, craving the anesthesia that issued from that screen, the tranquilizing rays, cars animate as human faces, breakfast cereals adrift in the whitest milk Aziz had ever seen. And even as the anesthesia worked upon Aziz, even as his mouth fell open, eyelids splayed helplessly to admit these sights, hands curled like an infant's, he was aware of the rage waving like a flag near his heart. In a way, that was the essence of his personality that interested me the most, which was the close relationship between desire and revulsion in his relationship to American culture. And he ended up spending time in the fashion world because, in his mind, that is the source of a lot of the negative, destructive imagery that is disseminated through the world and is destroying traditional ways of life and confusing and distracting people by awakening desires in them that their own cultures cannot fulfill.
Jennifer Egan is the author of the novel Look at Me, now out in paperback. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Thank you.